Thank you. and we know that these will be well in the discharge of his fellow duties. As already highlighted, in passing to these promotions in respect of the appointment of fitness laws, it is important to stress that the minority will continue to go into both our own and those in our own guidelines, and that our city hall and our civic representatives, namely the mayor, is someone who is in treasure consider approachable. Personally, I think that on that day, my time is right. I remember some 60 years ago, roughly, a very young lady dressed up as Maddie, who viewed over the idea to put into the role, taking part in the drinking category. He was one of the characters in the first entry by the Royal Devotion Regiment. Perhaps one would think that this might have been his initiation into public performances and public life. Having been born and raised in Devotion as the elder child of a prominent army officer, Mickey is no stranger to pomp and circumstance. This experience of the sect would serve him well in the discharge of some duties the mayor frequently called upon to undertake. The soldier participating in gatherings in Gibraltar had better work out by the speaker, because Mickey was born for the silver cannon and not a silver spoon in his mouth. Mickey Vadero graduated in hospitality upon completion of his higher education. He is certainly a very hospitable person, and the role of mayor seems to have been tailor-made for him, just as the 72 minutes I have told you. He has gained a wide range of experiences throughout his professional career, culminating in his tenure as chief executive of Gibraltar Tourism. Given my refer to a personal experience, I'd like to add that during his time at the Tourist Board, I had the pleasure of meeting special assistant Ralph Wendigale, Her Royal Highness, the Prince's Royal, during her visit to Iraq. The purpose of this program included a visit to Staten Island Cove, and as Minister for Heritage at that time, I was assigned with a privileged task to conduct a tour of this important historical site for our royal guests. In the planning process, Her Royal Highness expressed a wish to access Staten Island Cove not by traditional transport, but rather by walking up via an internal step, accompanied by our distinguished husband. It seems that after one such image of others, had often spoken to his wife about the magnificent views he had enjoyed during his service in the Royal Navy from an Australian steps, and the Royal Highness now wished to personally experience this, of course, accompanied by her husband. I would think that Princess Anne is a very fit person, and my gratitude to this day continues to go to Mickey, who accompanied that after German steps. He continuously reassured me that should the royal couple walk too fast, he would be there and ready to engage into any necessary conversation which I require time to catch up with them. As it turned out, we all managed to keep up together as a single group. Partly, thanks to the little breathing break we had while the Royal Highness took photos for a private collection on a big photograph, which at the time was being filmed from the cliff below our lighthouse. I mentioned this story as it serves Mickey with first-hand experience in carrying out official duties in royalty, and if we should be blessed with another royal visit in the near future, Mickey is absolutely ready to receive and escort whomever the distinguished royal guest may be. I firmly believe that with his background, Mickey could encounter many problems in evaluating serving the people of Gibraltar in the execution of his official duties. Mickey is known in Carnation for seven months. He is recognized as an accomplished actor. But looking towards the future with his soon to be deputy mayor and their assumption, I'm asking our defender, we might well witness new performing art experiences at the City Hall. The Chief Minister has consulted the legal opposition about the nomination of Andrea Simpson as Deputy Mayor, and we are equally happy to support this accomplishment. Therefore, Madam Speaker, I entire opposition member of the government, look forward to supporting Andrea in the fulfillment of her duties as deputy mayor, and we are pleased to note that such a person is also included in the motion line before the House. Therefore, Madam Speaker, with these concluding words, I have the privilege and pleasure to once again confirm that the DUP opposition will be supporting the government motion as laid before the House, originally proposed by the Sikkim Minister. To end, thank you, Cameron Bowen, for your service to Gibraltar, and may you continue to be successful and thriving to the country. We will energy with all of us to both Mickey and Andrea for the future in the fulfillment of the mayor of Duke.
Commitment to the art, the lead, the rehearsal, and the perseverance behind the scenes.
things. So these qualities are not merely artistic. They're civic. They are beautiful. And even though I had to invest into the local scene for like an hour, immediately became the nation's leader. And that appreciation from a whole community has only grown as the decades have gone by. So two friends who have used on the beach of the Day Christmas concert in 1993 have since led many more musical moments. And the other will be sharing the honor of having served our community in the neighborhood. So when I support our program today, I do so not only because it's a cultural figure worth of recognition, but because I genuinely believe we will bring heart, dedication, empathy, and authenticity to the role of deputy mayor. With Nicholas Gadel as mayor, and addressing from a deputy mayor, he brought again the theme of the modern cultural power, community spirit, creativity, connection, empathy, and unity. Together, they represent the identity of our community. They bring experience, creativity, diplomacy, and genuine love for the people of Gibraltar. Climate speaker, the person is more than an appointment. It is a statement that Gibraltar values service, dedication, and authenticity. And I commend this motion to the House with my full confidence as Minister and with all my heart of the former mayor of this great work. Thank you very much.
Just a few words, I think, very briefly, because Carolyn Gomez became mayor during my tenure as Minister of Culture, and in fact, was deputy mayor to my honourable friend when I was Minister of Culture, so I was very close with them both. So I would like to add my own personal thanks to Carolyn for her contribution. Then, as deputy mayor, and now as mayor, it's always a pleasure to spend time with her and her husband whenever we coincide with the different functions we can do. Only last week, probably at the last public function. And as far as Nikki goes, she's a personal friend as well. I think it's really significant that we've had a successful appointment in the office of mayor. We've had Christian Santos, Carmen Gomez, professional actor, as you know. Nikki and Nakuja, and it's quite significant. Yeah, the richness of culture that there is in the world and the quality in performance, which is why I continue to work very hard in providing the national theatre for them. But I think that it is important to recognize that, and obviously in supporting all of the appointments. But the first for me, I've been on stage with my own honorable friends, but never performing other than in public. But I have performed with Nikki. And if you go to the music, it's a poem, there's a poster at the entrance when we perform together with our other friend, Peter Kempster. And so, it's a great thing that is really working good today, that perhaps for next year, all the performers who have been members, and perhaps the leader of the council who hasn't been there and then decided to be there, to get together and do something between all of us. So we did make a day this year, because with Nikki and the cricket and this humble seven, it would be quite spectacular. Anyway, with that last part of the comment, I just add my support and my thanks to Carolyn in particular, who worked so hard during the time. Thank you.
And then
the next one I to speak would be the opposition for the report.
And now, just a question can be noted about by the Honourable Deputy Chief Minister, those in favour, those against, carried. With the of the House, I would like to join all of the members of thanking Gavin Gomez for their service to Gibraltar and in extending my sincere congratulations to Mr. Rivero and the station in their appointment. I know Mr. Rivero to be a peaceful person and a great ambassador for Gibraltar, and I have no doubt that he will excel in his new role and in his new best.
The opportunity to the House and the wider community
orderly best of business, very happy to kind of peaceful new year. So I said that I'd be honest with you, this might be another plan to just do this 13th of January 2026.
And now the first time we have held in our agenda due to the 13th of January 2026 at 3 p.m. And our subsequent signature has been held in our agenda Tuesday, the 13th of January at 3 p.m. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Opposed? It's held in our agenda Tuesday, the 13th of January at 3 p.m. And a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.